because of reasons. So welcome to episode 9 of the Golden Saucer Podcast. It's August 24th. I guess we should mention that this is an explicit podcast. We do a little swearing. Nine episodes in, you know.
We have to admit, it turns out I say things time.
Yeah, so. Just a friendly warning, if you're not of the age to hear those kind of things, maybe wait a couple little while and then come back to us. So, a lot of cool stuff this week, right? Not much to talk about, really.
Well, first thing that I do want to bring up is, this is Boozy's farewell show.
Yeah.
We did say last week that he'd be coming back this week, and then he's moving on to greener pastures.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're browner, because
they're
Texas.
Brown, yeah, the Texas. Yeah, it's a whole lot of brown.
Oh, jeez.
What? Dude, I totally forgot my
other... All right. No worries. We just forgot some stuff outside. Oh, well. We'll make do. But go on, Boozy. I forgot. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. My life's not that interesting. Literally, I'm just going to Texas. That's about it.
I'm just going to Texas. That's it.
I'm going to pursue life as a country singer.
Okay.
I thought it was naked. You were doing
I thought you were doing, naked drummer.
Well, naked, anything I can play, really. It could be bucket drumming. It could be the gut bucket. Could be the fiddle. Anything. As long as I'm naked, I'm cool with whatever.
All right.
What's that? Knee slapping?
I don't know. But like spoons is all I can think of.
There we go. Whatever that is.
Is it ham boning?
Ham boning. There you go.
Ham boning.
Ham boning.
Ham boning.
That sounds worse. That sounds fucking terrible.
We'll go to Home Depot and get you some 5 gallon buckets and you can
play it. My dad would not approve of this.
Is it because... Oh, man, I almost... Never mind. All right.
All right.
So, let's not get too off track with the teary goodbyes until the end of the episode. When
of course.
Do whatever. It was funny. We were in the car. I'm about to divulge some serious me and our two secrets. We're in the car together riding to the house, and he's just like, you know what sucks? When I go to Texas, no one's going to do this dumb cartoon voice that me and you do.
I'm not going to have any friends. I'm going to be like, hey, guys, what's going on, man? They're like, what are you talking about, boy? It's Texas. We don't do that here.
Oh, they brought back the boy.
That's why I get it. It's
from Texas.
I'm not from Texas.
No, all right, you're from the southern part of Texas, boy.
So, Joey.
Damn it. Okay. I would defer me to the end, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm going to put you at the end.
I don't know none about that.
Oh, come on!
Luke is the bad one.
I thought I was in the other room, but go ahead, sorry.
All right, fuck it. Let's start with Alf, what the fuck you been playing?
I guess start with me.
Fucking Boozy, because we know what you've been playing.
All right! No, I've actually been playing a game. From
Magic the Gathering.
Is it on cards? Yes. Oh, you bastard.
Yeah, we've been playing Magic, but... No, it was actually, I picked up a copy of Pokemon Black 2, because I haven't played a Pokemon since the Game Boy Advance ones, and I'm having a good old time, although, fun story, if you don't know, apparently Pokemon has this thing where, like, you know, you shut your DS, and it's supposed
suspends it, yeah.
Yeah, well, apparently, at some point, I didn't do that, so it says I've been playing the game for, like, 28 hours, and I've only got, like, 2 badges, so it makes me look really bad.
I hate when that happens. Boy. I really do.
So. Game Boy.
But I like how it's cool because it's like difficult because like the other ones, like I spent like an hour and a half just on the first gym leader. I was just like, really?
Yeah.
So
did you get to film a Pokemon movie yet?
It's actually right where I am. I just got my second badge. They're like, oh, we want you to come into Pokemon Studios and try out this casting couch. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Casting couch.
That's where all the serious work is.
I don't know if I want to go to the Pokemon casting couch.
It's that couch.
That's the couch where like 3 and 6 year olds get fed. And stuff,
right?
No, is that what not?
No.
I mean, that's how the money's made for that, though, right? That's
how the money.
Now I know. I'm not suggesting that they feed the 3 and 6 year olds there.
Okay.
It's where the money gets.
You got to explain it because
I thought it was clear. Are we talking?
No. Is that a term?
Is that something I talk about a lot? Fucking kids. Is that,
oh God.
Back it up. Back up the truck.
Jesus.
Back up the truck.
No, that's like you give an anyway. I'm like, all right.
All right,
clearly, we're all talking about
Pokemon.
Porn
Pokemon movie.
Pokemon movies, are dumb.
I like Pokemon. I saw Pokemon I saw Pokemon 2000, and I saw Pokemon with Togepi.
No.
That's too many Pokemon.
It's this dumb thing in the game where, like,
they're
like, you have to go to Pokemon Studios, and, like, we want you to reenact this fucking dumb scene where you have to, like, do everything the way we say. Like, they want you to get, like, a. like a super effective attack done or something like that. Like they have like little parameters that you have to meet. But
I seem to remember you telling me about this before.
It's dumb.
So how's that going for you though? Otherwise, busy.
Fun. Really enjoying it.
What would you start with? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Oshawott.
Good call.
I'm always not good only fucking call. Not only is it absolutely adorable, but I just always roll with the water starter.
Well, that's dumb. That's foolish.
Tepig.
You pussy.
Yeah, dude, the fire starters.
I thought we were friends.
The fire starters are pretty clearly better. But yeah, Oshawott, exactly. Oshawott's fucking Oshawott's
pretty
serious.
Pimp looking though.
Dude, Samurott? That's the coolest thing
ever. He's got like a sword.
Snivy looks like kind of weird.
Wait, are you playing Black 2?
Black 2.
He doesn't have a sword anymore.
He doesn't have a sword?
He doesn't do that anymore, no.
What happened? They tore it down for the kids?
I don't know. Yeah, they took his sword away, it seemed. Like, I could be wrong, but when I was playing Black and White 2, I never saw his sword.
Because
remember, it used to come out of his little shoulder compartment, like,
Yeah.
It's fucking sweet.
It'd be cool if they did the other Blastoise, like, tone it down, but instead of, like, water cannons, just, like, fists. just
coming out of the back just of his shoulder. All the Pokemon just, powers are just punching each other. They're all playing rock, paper, scissors.
It's just a bunch of Hitmonlee's.
Himmonchan was the punching guy, yeah.
Oh, whatever, bro.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
You ain't no Pokemon Master.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you wanted to be the very best.
Well, then everybody was like before, so I gave up.
That's fair enough. All right, anything else? More Pokemon?
Well, let's talk a little bit about Magic, because then we can rope Kyle into that a little bit. And I guess myself, because I watched you guys play, just so I can... Like, what's changed since the 90s?
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
It's a pretty dramatically different game, than it used to be.
Yeah, you were telling me no more mana burn and all that stuff. I'm like,
A lot of things have changed, and there's a lot of abilities that are fucking dramatically different than the stuff you and I were playing with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, like, being born, you guys. Well, not being born, but, like, I was very young.
What year were you born in?
90.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, man, screw you guys. So
I'm not that much older than you.
Yeah, I'm not that much either, but still.
I wasn't playing. I was raised in a Christian household, so I never got into cards until a lot later. But
yeah, Joey was having to explain that to me earlier, how parents could think that magic was something that was evil.
Yeah,
my mom did not give a shit.
No, they're like, it's got black magic, and black magic based upon devils and demons. And
my mom thought it was tarot cards.
Yeah, and that
she thought
too,
I was doing like future readings every gameplay. I'm like, yes,
well,
mom,
that's exactly what magic is. You gotta read the future, and you try to explain some of the mechanics.
So the Lord of the Pit's gonna rise, and all the dead's gonna give him superpowers.
Exactly.
And this grizzly bear is gonna attack me for 40-40.
I mean, don't you think parents would like put two and two together that if we could read the future by buying these stupid cards, we'd go make money off of it?
Not those kind of parents.
No, I'm just kidding. No,
they just think reading the future.
I was raised by the kind of parents where I'd get in trouble for saying "dang." So,
well, that's too close to damn.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even if you said it like "dang."
Yeah, the little 7-year-old me, "dang."
So now you say fudge, but I didn't say fudge.
Yeah.
What if you said darn?
No. But even from when I started playing, the Kamigawa block. Even from then, it's all just, crazy.
So, I mean, I guess just because we, probably going to have a little bit of time to kill. Do you want to explain Magic the Gathering for those uninitiated? Just real quick, because you mentioned block.
No.
Good.
Jesus Christ, no.
Okay.
Nope.
Just Google it.
I'm okay. Yeah.
YouTube how to play Magic.
There's 20 life. They got 20 life. You try to defeat everybody's dice.
And for those of you who don't get that joke, somebody who was watching us play who had no idea what was going on just saw that we kept like using these little six-sided dice for life counters, and we kept taking them away. And he's like, "Is the goal of the game to like kill their dice?" I'm just like, "Yeah, totally."
That actually is fairly accurate.
Well, yes, but not necessarily dice. It could be anything.
The dice don't rip or whatever. Just go away. You're fine.
Yeah,
cool guy though. But all right. Anything else, Boozy?
Nah, man, that wraps it up for me.
Word, Alf. What the fuck you been playing?
Damn, I don't even remember. Oh wait, DuckTales.
DuckTales, I guess. Yep.
Finally finished it, and not what I expected.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit because
you bumming
the game that because we never got around to it. We tried doing that Let's Play, and it was just falling apart as more and more time was spent.
Technical difficulties, no, the game just feels off. It doesn't feel complete, I guess, in a sense. It feels like it was kind of rushed. Artistically, it looks beautiful. Gameplay, the hitboxes are off.
Did you see what I was saying about those bosses fights? So they go on just a little bit too long, even on like the easier modes.
They go on way too long. Especially, what is it, the roly-poly stages?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, the balls that roll around underneath in the center of the earth.
Yeah.
That fight took for necessarily way too long.
Right.
Unnecessarily too long. Like, I don't know. Everything just felt weird about it. Music-wise, fantastic. Artistically, everything was designed beautifully. I don't like that I have to buy every single item in the extra galleries or whatever.
Oh, yeah. How much stuff did you unlock on that?
I'm on background render art now.
Okay, does it open up in tier? Like, if you open up all the...
It's how much money you spend. It's not actually buying everything in that category. It's how much money you drop. So I could buy $300,000 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll sum total would allocate that and then give me unlock a new area on that.
Okay.
But I'm waiting on the music, and I
started. I was gonna say that's the thing that I cared about is unlocking that.
Yeah,
music.
I'm waiting on that one.
Vert's pretty good.
It's the next one, but I have to replay some stages. I'm like, yeah, I really don't feel. Like, there's no replay value. I'm like, all
right. Whatever. Yeah, there's what, like five stages, right?
That's pretty much it. When you complete it, you can play the money bank again.
Okay.
You can play that again, and you can also play Dracula's level again.
Okay.
Dracula. Sorry,
Dracula. Yeah, thank you.
Why would they not go with Quackula?
Damn it.
So like. As being someone who has never really played this game, at any point in the game has Kyle showed up in DuckTales?
It was a long shot, but it was good. It was a stretch, but it was really good.
It's reaching really, really far.
It's a good one.
I'm lost.
Duck Dynasty.
Oh, good lord. Wow.
It's a stretch, but it got it.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so those of you who are
just enough to know that he's talking about fucking Duck Dynasty.
So just in case you guys haven't caught glimmers of us on some of the unboxing videos, both Kyle and myself, we rock pretty big beards, and there's not a day goes by that one of the two of us doesn't get asked about Duck Dynasty.
As it turns out, I'm the whole Duck Dynasty. All of it.
Oh, good stuff.
Like,
well, you're the Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, I'm the Duck Dynasty.
The entirety of it's in your beard.
Yep. The thing is, you just have like a whole backlog of ammo against me, and like that's all I got for you.
And as it turns out, I'm also the Zach Brown Band's lead singer.
Good stuff.
Aside from that, a couple more hours logged onto Tales, and
oh yeah.
And then
I got to some serious shit.
Very, very.
You can't talk about it.
Very basic intro of Saints Row 4.
Okay.
So
that's okay.
There's that. I'm pretty sure we'll talk about Saints 4 later. So. Okay. So yeah, that's about it about me.
All right. Kyle, I'm gonna make you go.
Joey.
Uh huh.
The fuck you been playing?
Not a lot this week as opposed to last week, but
watched
you guys play Magic. What else did I play? I played Donkey Kong Country 2 for about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I was just playing it.
It kind of sounded like you said, but Donkey Kong.
But Donkey Kong? I was playing but Donkey Kong. Yeah. So.
Was it the 3DS one?
No. Country 2, just the Super Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
What else did I play? All right, well, the big thing is, of course, I played Saints Row 4. And, on the 360, sadly, because I'm too lazy to hook up my PC. Would you lose your beer? You're looking around like you lost your beer.
No, I finished my beer.
You lost the beer?
No, there's another beer right there, but I'm looking for... I had a can of Coke over here as well, too. I kind of want to cleanse that palate, but I guess we'll just go with this.
All right.
Sorry, well. Fuck me.
All right, well, back on the show must go on. So, Saints Row 4, Kyle and I went to a midnight for that. Probably not the best idea.
Oh my god, people at midnight releases are the worst people in the world.
Of course,
the worst people.
Let's not say that. There are some times when you can go to a midnight release and have a really good time.
The worst people.
You know who are my favorite people at midnight releases? You and Alf when he's at the midnight release.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then you get that guy that goes, did you play Saints Row 3 with the dynamic? Like, shut the fuck up. I just want to
come. Oh my god, I don't care.
Just shut the fuck up.
Dude, my worst experience for a fucking... And you motherfuckers both know how much Mass Effect I have logged in. How much I played that game. Mass Effect 3 was the worst midnight release I've ever been to.
Because you get like, the dick swinging guys like, I level Shepard to this level and then I got this ship and the armor. Like, I don't just, give a fuck.
Oh, you didn't play that on Insane? That's the only way to play Mass Effect. You didn't get the full experience. Well,
maybe.
I don't know. I guess I feel like I still... No, you're probably right. It's fine.
I feel like for a minute at least, there's like there's the you kind of people, there's the other kind of people you're complaining about, and then there's me, who the specific instance I'm talking about is when it was like Madden 12 or Madden 2011 or Madden 2012.
Ask yourself real quick. Have you told this story on the podcast?
No.
I know we drink a lot.
No.
I don't recall hearing.
I have barely ever talked on the podcast, but
I don't recall hearing this one. So
this one, it was like Madden 2011, 2012 or something. And I'm probably the only person in the world who ever pre-ordered this, was excited about it and picked it up, but it was a body count.
Oh yeah.
I know the story, buddy.
Yeah.
I go to, I go to get my pre-order and I get up to the back counter and they're handing my receipt and they're like, what's this? I'm like 360 and they hand me a Madden. I'm just like, that's not the game I ordered. And they're like, what? And I was like, yeah, I bought body count. They looked at it and they're like, oh, they didn't even have any copies out. They had to go to the back and like open a box and give me a copy. And then also EA was there taking pictures of everybody who bought Madden. And I walked out with my body count and tried to get my picture taken. They're just like, you need to leave. This isn't funny.
Just go. Nobody wants to play body count.
I've been there when Ubisoft is there taking pictures of people.
I can confirm this. Next day, R2 showed up to work fucking hyped about body count.
Had he been up all night playing, or was he just still like,
yeah,
this game would be the best?
No, yeah, dude, like he was tired, but he was like, that game is so dank.
Really?
Yeah, like
I hit it on my shelf now.
I didn't play body count from what I understood. It was just like one of these gun glory games.
Yeah.
There was nothing phenomenal about it other than just there's a ton of fucking guns.
Totes.
Yeah. What it was is supposed to be the Souls.
But the 360 is R2's SNES.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I'll play anything on it. But it
what is that? Sneak King?
R2 loves the big bump.
Dude, all three of those Burger King games are on my shelf right now.
Dude, no joke. The first time that I hung out with R2, like at my house, was us sitting around playing Pocket Bike Racers.
Yeah.
I mean, those games get a bad rap. They're not terrible.
No, they're fucking awful. And you should not
sugarcoat it. They're awful.
They're pretty bad. I'll admit that. But yeah, no, Body Count is supposed to be the sole successor to Black, which is why I was so hyped about it because I really love Black.
Right.
And it came out and it didn't really do that great of a job. But in all honesty, like the graphics were like pretty spot on. The gameplay was fun.
Right.
It just wasn't like a long game and it wasn't, you know, Call of Duty or what everybody was expecting. So it didn't do so well. And the multiplayer was terrible.
Yeah.
It was awful. But I personally enjoyed it. I've come to find I have a really weird taste in games.
Right.
So
you're the hipster of gaming.
That's something you forgot that you played.
What?
You texted me about what you had played and what you never knew that you should have played.
Oh, Mirror's Edge. I never played Mirror's Edge before. And my buddy came over with a 360 because I currently don't have one. And I played Mirror's Edge, and I sat down and like I trucked all the way through the game, and that game is phenomenal. Yeah. I know I'm like 10 years behind, but
the game was really good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Really good.
I really like this. There's also a song from there, also called "Still Alive." Pretty good song.
Nice. Yeah, the soundtrack was great. I listened to the soundtrack for like 30, 40 minutes.
All right, so back to Midnight. Kyle and I pick up Saints Row 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm the only asshole that picked up DuckTales.
I picked up a DuckTales too.
Yeah. Oh, can we talk about how pissed off I was about that?
Yeah, but trying to. Another mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm popping.
Yeah, pops.
Piper picked up pepper.
Yeah, we can talk about. Okay, no Saints Row yet. Just keep going. Okay, talk about why I was mad about DuckTales.
Fuck you for saying it's a physical copy.
I thought it was a physical copy.
No, not you.
You collectively, as whoever on their fucking website, should have been like,
yeah.
It's not a disc.
It's not a disc.
Don't spend the extra $5 for a dumb clip.
You get a
pin.
You get a pin.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I could sell that to a Disney collector for a high price, but I don't give a shit about it. I wanted a physical fucking disc.
When I was thinking about that, I was like, as we were standing there talking about how it's $5 more, I was like, okay, so the pen's like a dollar. No way it costs more than $4 to press a disc, right?
No.
So
I don't understand that. Like, on the box it says digital only. I'm like, oh, you sons of bitches. I bought a box.
I saw an ad for it that said, come get it, and it doesn't say anywhere that it's digital only.
Experience. No, I'm pretty sure they didn't understand
nice.
That. I'm pretty sure they didn't even know what they were getting. So when they finally got it, I was like, yeah, no, go fuck yourselves.
Well, yeah, exactly. What would you do if you picked that up and then you go home and you find out that it's just a code?
The whole point for that was to bypass the stupid installation and download that the notorious PS3 is known for.
Yeah.
Notoriously. I fucking hate it. And of course I go home and it was like an hour and a half fucking download install.
What are you two doing over there?
No, RT's just fucking making me laugh right now.
I didn't do anything.
Fuck off.
He hit me in the head. He just smacked my head.
Fuck off, R2. Let Al finish his story.
I didn't do anything.
I'm done.
People download the video portion of the podcast to see
I did was just drink that. That's all I did.
All right, so back to Saints Row 4. I'm pretty sure you guys, if you saw the unboxing video, I did pick up the Game of the Generation edition.
You dumb boy.
What are you talking about?
You dumb boy.
It's really nice, man.
Allow me to interject.
Oh, don't.
No.
Come on. No.
I wonder how much.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It lights up. Come on. Look at that laser pointer.
All that for.
Look at it right here.
Yeah, tell the podcast community, look here.
No, okay, look, on the side, when you hold the trigger down, there's little blue LEDs that light up.
Make sure you don't activate that shit again.
He is holding a dubstep gun.
It's a miniature dubstep gun.
It also comes with like that little lockbox with the red button.
Right, the doomsday button.
It counts down, and then it just starts playing dubstep
again.
The same dubstep.
But then, the real thing, the reason that the Game of Generation one is the best for your money, I guess, is because it comes with that rotating display case that lights up purple. And a funny story about that.
Ridiculous.
Dude, it's fucking dang.
That thing takes eight AA batteries.
It does take eight AA batteries.
I'm like, yeah. It's a display case. Why don't you just plug it up? Or have the option to plug it up?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Hey, put a little switch. Are you plugging this in or using eight batteries? But
you know, I always thought, forgive me for putting this in here, but for big ostentatious stuff like that, I always want the only way for it to be powered is by USB and not detachably. Like, so you have to plug some big cumbersome thing in next to your fucking laptop to power it.
Like the whale lamp from Dishonored.
No, but with no tether.
just one straight USB plug. So if you don't have like a wire or anything, you're just balancing it to the back of your PC or on the side of your
dangling off the desktop right there like that.
Just bending the USB drive itself.
That's terrible. No wonder you don't work at those companies. So, you guys can check the video of that out. Might catch a glimpse of my beard. So let's actually cut down to the nitty gritty of it and talk about actually playing Saints Row 4. Kyle, you and I decided we were going to co-op it together.
Right.
I think we put, 6-7 hours, maybe a little more into it. It says we're at 25% done.
Yeah,
we've been screwing off a little bit on it.
Yeah, about 5-6 hours, something like that.
So, the first thing that we noticed when we loaded up, at least on 360, I've heard from reading some reviews and user experience.
See, the thing that sucks is, like, I hadn't heard that at all.
Oh.
Like, I went into this one totally blind, and so when that opening cutscene cuts on...
It looks like garbage.
It looks like fucking trash.
It really looks bad.
And it's super, like, demoralizing.
I guess the easiest way to explain it is, like, the models load, and then the low-res textures load.
Yeah.
And then there's no high-res textures.
Yeah.
This is what it looks
like. And,
like...
You know,
it looks muddy.
None of us are here. That guy who's like, "Oh, you shouldn't play this game because of the way it looks."
No, you should. You should play that game on a PC if you care about the way it looks.
Yeah,
and even if you care about frame rate issues, if you want to enjoy the laughs and just have a good time with it and get past
those
things, that's
exactly what it's for.
Yeah, like, you're not in this game. It's not a BioShock Infinite or a Last of Us or anything like that.
Or even
level
like a Call of Duty with
right, or even a Call of Duty. Yeah, it is a very basic looking game, and then once you start playing it, you start to get superpowers. I'm pretty sure enough people have seen that, and you get the ability to sprint faster than any car, and you get the ability to fly. And so the reason why the textures look kind of
slash glide.
The reason why the textures look so crappy is, of course, once you realize, oh, if everything looked phenomenal, you would not be able to pull this off. The draw distance would be terrible. You would just constantly be flying into this fog of war where you can't see anything, and, you know, there'd be really bad pop-in, so obviously, and just chugging all the time. This is the price you have to pay to play it on current-gen consoles. So, I don't know. Aside from that, I mean, it's definitely one of those games that makes you say, man, I'm glad that we're getting new consoles this year, because these games are really starting to show. So,
if that game would have came out in like 2007, it would have been like, oh, these graphics are
incredible. Exactly.
Yeah,
it does look early, like a second year title.
Yeah,
you know, something like that, something you would expect to see.
I don't know, but then you look at stuff like Fallout, where it's like,
yeah,
this game's been out for like a million years and looks fucking fantastic still.
It would have been patched to hell too.
That's true.
I mean, you know,
but still, even still, but whatever. They're not Bethesda. Yeah, I get it.
Plus,
but that's what I'm saying.
They were THQ. Volition was with THQ. Then they got bought out by Deep Silver. So no telling how much
was Deep Silver producing then?
No. Volition made it, but Volition was bought off THQ by Deep Silver.
Okay.
But the way Saints Row 4 came out about was kind of weird. They were going to make what is now Saints Row 4 that was originally going to be DLC for Saints Row the Third, and they're like, oh, well, this is a little more content than an expansion, so let's go ahead and make that into a full sequel. And so when they announced it was going to be made into a full sequel, then the kind of stuff happened with THQ going bankrupt, and then, you know, I imagine when your parent company is going bankrupt and you're working on a game, things kind of start getting, I'm not going to work as hard as I could because I might not get paid for this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's not to say that that's what happened, but who knows? There's something to be said. They put out the product to meet their, obviously, Deep Silver is going to want them to put out something, but like, look, we just spent X million dollars on you. We need to get Y back on this game.
Yeah.
So who knows? But the game's fun. Keep David in there.
Keith David?
What
Troy
else?
Troy Baker, Nolan North.
Yeah, spoiler alert, seventh voice is Nolan North, if you haven't seen it yet. Real funny stuff.
He's in the inauguration station, so who cares?
Okay.
Every time Keith David talks, I just picture Goliath.
Let's talk about our experience. I mean, what? Goliath. I mean, let's
I mean, Mass Effect.
Let's be fair, when we loaded it up, you were rather upset about how bad it looked, and I told you, Kyle, just... Let's just play it for a little bit and see if we can get it going.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't
going
to not play it, but it was just like, I was just like, fuck, like, I can't
believe. How long till we started laughing?
It was probably like 2 minutes later.
2 minutes later,
yeah,
right?
It was probably like 2 minutes later. Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but there's someone I was talking to about the game earlier today reminded me of the second time that we laughed really hard was when we were doing the level with the spaceship. Do you remember what song was playing?
That fucking Aerosmith?
Not Aerosmith, the other one. The... Night of the Roxbury nonsense.
Oh, Hathaway?
Hathaway. And they even make reference to Hathaway being only popular again because of an SNL skit.
Yeah. Really funny. Yeah.
Like Doomed to Obscurity, but rescued by a...
Night of the Roxbury, yeah.
Yeah, so... The radio stations are okay this time. They're not
Seems like there's less songs per station.
Yeah, and less stations.
And less stations entirely.
But, I mean, licensed music is another thing, but they're still good. They're still funny. I think there's some that
are
still waiting.
Some of them are.
Yeah. Well, come on.
Some of those stations that you're just not going to listen to just because...
But when you're fighting dudes in tanks, and what was the song that came on that made you laugh?
We can dance if we want to.
Okay.
You're in a tank fighting aliens, and the safety dance is playing.
That's awesome.
And then, what was that? The Narrow song. It doesn't matter. It's just random songs that you've heard before millions of times.
Oh, yeah. Bismarcky.
Playing when you're gliding across the world. And
you're just superpower gliding.
Oh, baby, you. Like, got what I need. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. So, played a little bit of that with Kyle. It was, we're having a lot of fun, mainly, you know, because we're co-oping.
Yeah.
What about the 1950s load?
That's good. The Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver parody.
Oh!
Found that coke, huh?
Yeah, nice.
But that Leave It to Beaver parody was pretty funny, especially the stupid dance. Let me just tell you.
It wasn't a dance, just a walk. Just a walk.
I'm more of a pluckish rogue.
Puckish rogue, yeah. More of a puckish rogue.
All right, so Saints Row 4, pretty good game so far. Not
funny. That, I have laughed
more funny than
I've laughed more than I've laughed at Deadpool, honestly. Yeah.
And gameplay's
you
okay.
Don't say.
Deadpool was meant to be funny. I mean, that's all I get out of it, right? Like, I mean, like
pretty much.
Otherwise, it's just shitty Devil May Cry.
Yeah. Well, I definitely feel like it was a decent game so far. You know, shortcomings aside. On the consoles. I mean, if you're thinking about getting it, get it on the PC.
Yeah, I mean, like, the points that I would knock off for the way that it looks would only be, like, 1.5. Yeah. Like, I'd say that game's, like, 8.5 type material.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Hmm. Now, you know, something to be said for it being.
Sure, like, yeah. I mean, I would say that it's better than average games.
We probably need to finish that soon before something else comes out.
What?
Saints Row. You and I. I know it's my fault because I've been tired the last couple
yeah,
of
days. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, we both had been working odd days.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll be at work, Joey.
Screwing around.
Can't co-op it when, you know, or vice versa, so.
I definitely do want to try out the Bureau.
Oh, yeah?
I want to try it out. Looks yeah. good. Promising, at least from...
I've been hearing it's mid to... Go ahead and... Yeah, there you go. I've been hearing, you know, some mid-level reviews. It's like, it's okay. Oh, jeez.
Jesus Christ.
This one's going to be a stinker. I can feel it. real boring stuff here. Enthralling.
You think highly of the other ones, then.
Oh, man. Man. Cold and Saucer was better episode 3. Yeah. Episode 1, and 1, 2, and 3, I'd say. Probably.
The one they never released with the crickets?
I got this demo reel. It's got Cold and Saucer's cricket run. Granted, the crickets suck, man, but they lay down some pretty organic shit.
I got these unreleased tracks that they do before they actually start recording the podcast. Just blow your mind, man.
when Joey's like, get all your curse words out.
Uncut Kyle. Off the chain Joey.
Yeah, just, man, I got that. I found that YouTube video that's got that Knights of the Round playthrough.
Oh. That was actually pretty good.
It's not bad. You're not going to find it. Don't look.
Don't look. Please, God, don't look.
It's private.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, that's one of the experiments, of course, is, you know, trying to get Let's Plays going. I will say this. We are experimenting with Let's Plays. We're doing stuff all the time, just trying to...
Make that shit work.
Make it work. The main problem is that the audio recording equipment...
Main problem is shit don't work.
It doesn't work. What were we having? We were having Speed Up where we all had like chipmunk voice for the first 45 seconds.
I know. And then send us a bunch of stuff, please.
Yeah.
Like, telling us that we suck. Send us stuff that's like, this is how this works.
Yeah.
If you can get us to get to a point where we can get Let's Plays out, believe me, I'll mention your fucking name.
Yeah. We'll get it. Let's Plays. It's merely a matter of me sitting here and for 6 hours or so and just testing every just variable.
Banging it out,
And really, sometimes, the real hard part is getting audio and video to sync up perfectly. You know, I'm not that much of a perfectionist, but if it's blatantly obvious that the audio and video are out of sync for the commentary and the game. And then we were having issues where we were lowering the game audio, and it still wasn't lowering, it was going full blast.
Yeah.
And so...
We don't know if it's software that we're using or whatever, but... We'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Thrilling podcast stuff.
Just blame it on Kyle.
Yeah. No,
it's usually my fault.
The cats come here and they unplug the wire.
Fuck off.
What?
You.
What?
Whether we can hear you playing your skin fucking... flute or whatever the fuck you're doing. Yes.
Well, it's better than
called from the microphone.
I was completely on purpose because I made the effort to crack the can way off of...
It still picks it up.
Yeah, it picked it up
perfectly. It's some expert Foley work over there. Expert Foley work. All right, so... Kyle, what the fuck you been playing?
Fuck. I hate when it gets to me.
Well, you know, don't be first. Wait, don't
I wasn't,
be last.
I wasn't first ever.
Don't.
All right.
Kyle's not playing games. Let's go to news.
I want Kyle to go under 5 minutes. Go.
Under five minutes? No.
I could probably do under
no,
5 minutes.
No, take as much time as you need.
5 minutes.
No.
Alf wants me to get it done. Joey's like, stretch.
Yeah.
Stretch it out.
Why'd you say stretch? Because I don't think of
that. Right. Now you got a fucking...
Yeah. Oh, you nasty boy. You just so nasty. Mine in the gutter.
All right, go ahead.
Let's see. I have literally put... Get it out.
I'm just laughing as he's laughing.
Okay. Right, that's what I'm telling to get it out.
I'm sorry.
You stretch it out.
Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
It's just stupid South Park, that's all.
Oh, what was that thing that I wrote earlier about the loves Jesus? Oh, no one's going to get that joke if you're not from Gainesville. Fuck.
Yeah, if you didn't see that bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. No plugs for that guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to plug that guy.
Stretch it out.
Shut up.
All right. So... Let's see. You know, surprisingly, I have put like no more time into Mario and Luigi.
I didn't either.
Just cold turkey on that game.
But what was really sad about it is that I was trying to, but I just constantly put myself in the, oh, I'm going to play it. I'm like, oh, forgot to charge my 3DS.
Yep. Or I left my fucking 3DS, like, someplace and had no access to it for a day or some shit like that. Like, yeah. I just couldn't fucking play it. All right, so I did actually play a lot more Zelia. Mm-hmm. I am dramatically close to the end of that game.
Right.
So maybe next week I'll be like, I beat Tales of Zelia! Woo! Woo!
First time.
Everybody else who beat it...
Send me your thoughts.
Two weeks ago. Sucks.
Yeah, well. That's one of the things I miss about being a young kid.
Yeah.
You know, I guess the time this is recording, most people are either going back to school this week or next week or within the next few weeks, is that looking back at that is like, I used to have a lot of time.
Had more time to fuck off, right?
Yeah, right. Just oh, well, we get home at 2 or 3 in the afternoon and just play video games or whatever till, even if you went out and did stuff with your friends till 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Or 6 in the afternoon, you still had till 6 until whatever. So, because you're doing your homework on the bus anyway.
Right after it got announced, yeah. So, let's see.
I just miss having that much time. That's like, literally, and then all weekend. Like, you know, unless you had, like, sports.
Aside from playing Magic with old Boozy over here and Zelia,
Candy Crush,
I didn't play any Candy Crush. Believe it or not, out of left field, played some Champions Return to Arms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were telling me about that.
The PS2 with the lady. She mm-hmm. wanted to play a co-op game. And, you know, at first we tried playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and that wasn't going so really? Well.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had high hopes for that one.
Yeah.
Just not the game's good, just that it was going to work for you.
Yeah. I don't know. It kind of like, it did that thing where, like, I wasn't getting the characters that I wanted fast enough. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to be a jerk and cheat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I did the cheats, and it was like, fuck you can't save anymore. And I was like, what? Fuck this game. Yeah. I just want to be the Hulk right now.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of the Hulk.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Oh, fuck. All right, what's...
So, the Hulk is still human, right?
Well, is a mutant human?
I mean, yeah, he's still humanoid, right?
Yeah, humanoid dictates shape, I believe.
Arguably enough, if the Hulk were the Hulk long enough, he'd have to go to the bathroom, right?
Are you suggesting giant Hulk poops?
Yes.
Do you think that he still has, like, a normal man beehole? Is that what you're getting at? Or does have some sort of, like, horrible muscle? Like...
I don't know. I've always wondered, like, does the Hulk poop?
Does he just, like, dump out biceps or something?
Like, that's actually an interesting proposition.
When Banner becomes the Hulk, does the food grow that's in his belly grow too?
I don't know.
Or is it? But when you think about it, like, it would have to because otherwise, like,
does he ever really chow down?
Well,
as the Hulk?
No. Well, like, think about this, right? Like, if the food in his stomach or in his intestines doesn't expand too, it's just normal size.
Yeah.
So then the Hulk just instantly, all that stuff just shoots through his, into
it's
his
like
stomach.
A lube.
It just like instantly drops through his intestines and it's just right at the colon.
Yeah.
So it's like, is there like a side panel?
But then
as soon as he becomes the Hulk, gotta go.
Well, he's gotta go, but it's like little baby rabbit poops.
Right. He's got little, maybe he's just, they're just leaking out of the side of the panel.
Yeah, like he's just, he's hulking so hard that like that shit's just.
Maybe he's just like riding dirty the whole time.
I'm gonna say he doesn't poop at all at the Hulk.
It's just like a tight fist.
That's why he's so angry.
That's why he's so angry. He's just constipated.
He's like, Hulk shit now, but he can't. What happens is when he turns back into Banner, and Banner wakes
he shits
up,
himself
like,
immediately.
He just shits himself in like a kiddie pool, basically.
It's like a sea. So, I mean, because like, you know, the only person I've ever seen address it is a Robot Chicken, where they, you know, they're doing the episode of Real World Superheroes.
Oh yeah, dishes clean.
Exactly. Got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, they didn't address it.
They always piss me off about that. They picked like the shittiest figure for the Hulk ever. Like the Hulk's like half the size.
He's like,
of the
that's what I was saying.
The...
He's like he's like.
Well, it's a Mego.
Right, but he's like the same size as everyone else. Same size as Batman. Same size as Superman.
No, he's shorter than them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so piss me off.
But relatively, he should be. We've talked about this the other day when we were watching The Avengers. He should be like 8 feet tall.
Nine feet tall, sure, yeah.
At least.
Basically.
He's pretty big in The Avengers, isn't he?
Yeah, but the problem was when you see him,
he's always hunched.
He's kind of hunched over, and so in front of Scarlett Johansson, he looks like 7 feet tall at the most.
Yeah.
You carry that frame around. Pretty sure that boy's spine is not built for that.
Yeah, fuck you. If you're that jacked, like jacked enough to remember when they light him up with the fucking.
Oh yeah.
And like it's just like bouncing off of him, and he's just like, oh, the fuck is this? Like, you know, come on.
Yeah. Well, whatever. The Banner has scoliosis or something. I don't know.
Well, then why does Wolverine? Well, I guess heavy ass bones.
Yeah. Whatever. Alternate universe. Bruce Banner's in a wheelchair, so he's just this jack guy just rolling around.
They call him the Clump.
That's pretty bad. But so no positive vote on what happens.
That's
to the
why
Hulk
he's
poop.
Green. He's a vegetable.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh God, that's terribly terrible, terrible. We're all going to hell.
Yep.
Just our two.
Good thing he's out of here after
the
this
pastor's
episode.
Kid.
All right. So go back to playing as the Hulk on Ultimate Alliance.
I just wanted to. That's the whole story that you guys went on this Hulk poop tangent on.
Sorry.
I thought for sure you were heading towards Hulk genitals.
Nah, that's easy.
That's the easy way.
That's low hanging fruit.
Wink and a smile. Ding!
Yeah, for those of you who obviously can't see us, Joey just gave us a thumbs up and a stupid smile.
A smile that you could crack a fucking Bex off
of.
It should have been accompanied by a rim shot.
Yeah, I tried to get the soundboard thing working, but that was a pain in the ass.
Nah, I don't need that.
It's actually not what a rim shot sounds like, but I'm just going to let it go.
You're thinking of a rim job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking about. More like.
Wow.
Ugh. Oh, come on.
Oh, see?
You know, I was off.
There's the line.
That's the dirtiest joke so far. That one right there. Explain it. What was that noise supposed to be, Joey? You don't want to say what that noise was, huh?
Joey,
we all know what it was.
Wait. No, Joey was stretching it out. That's why.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's like the episode of Family Guy where they're talking about going to Mardi Gras and getting the beads. And he's pulling the beads out. He's like,
you know what this is.
You know what this is. We're not saying it. It's implied, but you know what this is.
That's what I'm saying.
The implication is funnier than actually saying it.
But that's what I'm saying. The implication was made. That's the dirtiest joke so far.
Yeah.
I was so much different before I met you guys.
Just recently. We just picked him up off the street. Episode 1.
I walked up during the cricket episode. There's a lot of weird stuff that happens. That's why we're not going to put it up.
Roughly 10 weeks ago.
He was living in a van down by the river.
I do drive a van, though.
There you go, sir.
Yeah, we
it's half true already.
Man, there's been so many times that I've thought
you
about...
You kids want some candy.
I've thought about riding candy on the side of your van.
You want to take some naps?
Dude, it's just straight up white, like fucking mom minivan.
Dude, I want to make the inside of the van look like the inside of the van from Ed, Edd n Eddy. That'd be great.
Alright, so Ultimate Alliance, what else?
Shit. Fuck.
Okay.
That's a good game.
Shit fuck 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking the shittening, yeah.
Starring Christopher Walken.
Son of shit.
Oh.
Fuck.
No.
Alright.
Let it go.
I will. Saints Row and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started watching Game of Thrones, but I don't really mention that. Everybody's seen Game of Thrones.
Well, I guess we can talk about, since you're talking about watching stuff, I did watch another episode of Heroes of Cosplay. Second episode, better than the first.
Yeah.
They kind of changed up their lineup a little bit, and they had another contestant, I guess, or whatever, and she hosts a cosplay thing also on the Nerdist podcast, and I guess they're focusing on these people who have experience in cosplay or knowledgeable about cosplay. And so she does kind of speak to one of the things that I was talking about in the last episode when we talked about this, like, no, cosplay is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to have fun and do this and do that. And all the other people who are professional cosplayers are like, well, what if a guy who's 300 pounds wants to, you know, dress like this and he's going to get made fun of on the internet. And, you know, that's not good looking good for cosplay. That just makes us look bad.
What, like Tron guy?
Kind of like Tron guy, yeah.
Poor Gaster.
But that's the same thing. It's like, but at the same time, I still fall in the camp of, you know, if you're a little overweight or, you know, something like that, or you want to be that whatever, you're going to cosplay as that person. And if you care enough about cosplaying as that person and getting, maybe that's the steps you need to get your stuff together to, you know, get your body to that type that it needs to be.
Listen, ain't nobody want to see a 300-pound Misty.
Maybe.
Oh.
I've seen some.
Oh.
It's tough, though, right?
I'm on the other end of this one, actually. This is going to be the first time that you and I disagree on the podcast.
What, you think you should always, no matter what, 100% dress to your body type? 100%, no matter what?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying that, like, if a big old fat girl wants to come up and fucking show her shit and dress up like Yuna and everything from Final Fantasy X,
mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. As long as that costume is well made,
right?
I am not going to fucking tell you that you can't do that.
I would say that, too. If you went to the effort to be brave enough to show
exactly
whatever
that
you
takes
got,
a lot of fucking
no,
cool,
I would definitely agree with you there.
Well, I agree on that. I'm bringing back the point of Misty. Short shorts and an altar top. That's all she's wearing. There's not much creativity behind
maybe
that.
Maybe have, like, a little more fucking... like pride in it than that, sure. But,
yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
I think there's a mix between choosing a costume that would accent your skills in cosplay versus, well, you know what, they talk about that on the show too. They talk about how some of the cosplayers are just capitalizing on their sexuality, 100%.
That's my biggest problem with cosplay right now is that it's become this saturated market of. Well, don't get me wrong, I love
people who
beautiful women,
people
and
who have no
like,
interest in. The things they're cosplaying
sure,
as.
Sure, I'm dressing up as Ivy from Soul Calibur. And like,
who's Ivy
like,
from Soul Calibur?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
She's the one who shows the most titties.
Exactly. So, I you know.
Well, same thing goes with dudes, like shirtless, whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not.
Titus's father, whatever his name was.
Jacked.
Jet, there we go. You can see a 200-pound dude just walking around shirtless and a tat on his chest. I was like, all right, game on. At least you like the character that yeah. well, I guess. But
well, I think that's the problem of dressing, just strictly dressing as someone as your body type. Is that you pigeonhole yourself in these things with characters you don't necessarily like or know yeah. anything about.
I basically, my options are Bear Hugger from Punch Out.
Or one of the.
And that's about it.
Zangief.
Yeah.
Zach Brown Band.
Haggard.
Zach Brown Band.
Duck Dynasty boy.
Zach Brown Band.
You totally Duck Dynasty.
I'll fucking walk out. I'll fucking walk. The funny thing is you think I'm playing. Like, I'll fucking push this microphone away from me and the rest of the episode will be you assholes.
Damn.
Fuck Duck Dynasty.
All right. But,
Hey, Kyle.
No, don't you do it.
Kyle.
Don't push the buttons.
Kyle. Kyle, you have to say what, Kyle?
No. Well,
I'm he good. Was going to do
I'm
it.
Good.
Just leave it alone, because then he's going to knock the mic over, and it's going to make a lot of noise, and I'm going to have to readjust.
I was going
to
be like, hey, what game came out? Salty Tales?
All right. So,
and what's that show from the 70s, like a soap opera?
Anyway, Heroes of Cosplay.
I actually don't even know that. What are you trying to?
The Cosby Show.
Oh, well, I was thinking Dynasty.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So then you go.
Dynasty.
Oh, I thought he was getting up.
No. Oh, he just, right. Yep, that's it. I'm done.
All right, a little too excited in here. Okay. So,
now I'm going to get fucking nothing emails. But
nah, no one's listening to this shit.
It's just going to be our friend Jeremy who likes our podcast.
Shout out to Jeremy.
There you go, Jeremy. You the man.
Yeah, so we can talk about him a little bit down at the bottom when we get to that.
No, let's just not. Let's just like, now like he's just going to be, like he's going to hear it just.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And at some point before the end of the podcast, I found out something that's incredible. It has something directly to do with the jokes we made last week. And okay. That everybody in here will enjoy. So probably at the end of the podcast, if we get through what we actually want to talk about, okay. I'll bring it up.
Thanks for that teaser.
Yep.
Teaser. Fast forward to the end of the podcast. Yep. All right. So this is the segment. Where
tonight at 11, how you could be killed in 5 minutes.
So
it's 8. Fuck. Why would that not be now?
So a little bit of housekeeping. This is a new segment and stuff like that. Gamescom has been going on this week in Germany. We pretty much just clicked on the biggest news event, and that's all we care about, which was Sony's press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically Sony went through this huge, well, it was about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. I wasn't paying attention really.
Yeah.
I was half in and half out of it. Just mainly looking for big bullet points when I was watching it. The first thing they did was they revealed the user interface, but they did a really crappy job of doing it. A lot of the streams I saw, they were just kind of using this swinging boom camera, whatever, just in and out of the thing. They never really focused on, they never put the screen,
yeah,
play the screen on the actual camera. They just mm-hmm. kind of said, oh, here it is from this angle, and here it is from this angle. But they did show the user interface, and it looks kind of like the XMB, but a little more flashy,
yeah,
a little more well presented. Still snappy. That's one of the things I've always liked about the XMB, is simple, really snappy.
Yeah.
You know, here's this, versus Microsoft's that's kind of chuggy.
You know what I don't like about, or what I don't like about Microsoft's version of that? Just like, how many ads are fucking bombarded? Like right off rip. Like, they're all in your face.
People say that, but I'm one of those people who just hit the guy button to go what I want, you know?
Bring back the blades.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, bring back the blades.
The blades are on the guide button. Just hit the guide button, and then you just do whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't mind ads. What I do mind is when I'm scrolling, and I'm like, I go over an ad just real quickly, and all of a sudden it plays this really loud music real quick. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, that's cool.
That one they run right now for this is the World's End. That one blares it real loud.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because it's fucking Doomsday by Nero.
That movie looks awesome. I don't care what anybody says.
But
it does.
I mean, if we want to bash Microsoft's new dashboard a little bit, I will say that when I was beta testing for them, as one of the things I told them that they still haven't fixed is they bury so much stuff. Like, things are getting buried in there. Like, you have to go through three menus to get to the sales.
Or even the fact that, like, new demos aren't fucking on the front page.
Right. It used to be you can go by sort by new. Here it is.
Yeah.
But now you have to dig. And, you know, there's something to be said that there's a mindset of people in marketing and advertising who think the longer you take for a person to get to the thing they want, the more things they see.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm of the mindset of a person can't find what they want,
they'll move away from it.
They'll move away from it.
Yeah. So. My biggest issue is every time I go over the music panel,
I don't know what you're doing over there.
What?
I don't know what you're doing over there.
That's what I'm saying. Why is the music panel not catered to me? Like, does it not have a way to check what kind of music that I've listened to and stuff?
Then you would complain that they're monitoring your music.
You would. I mean, I don't care. Like,
that's when the guy didn't want to connect.
That's because I play with my dick in front of the TV all the time.
All right. So, speaking of PlayStations,
that's why you're good at Fruit Ninja.
Dude.
The next thing, one of the next things they talked about was indie games. There were so many indie games. I don't even know if I kept a list up above here.
Indie games, filler for Joey.
Yeah.
Finding the indie games.
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, over 11, 10. 12.
Over 10.
Yeah, there's over 10.
Jesus Christ.
Like, and some of them I was like, oh, well, I don't really know that why I care about N++, but there are some people who really liked N+, and like N+. Some of them weren't new things, like Fez, and some of them were new announcements, like Hotline Miami 2.
Yeah.
They also announced some, you know, some stuff for Vita as well. Quite a number of that. Some of those things have been on other things. But one of the things they really were hammering home about the indie games was that they were going to be timed exclusives or console exclusive to the PlayStation 4. And then they also announced that some of them were going to be preloaded onto launch consoles. Like,
I may have heard something like that.
There's going to be some games pre-launch.
I don't want to be quoted on that, right. but that may in fact.
I don't remember if they were actually indie games.
I don't know if that's just something I heard from some dumb asshole who thinks he knows what he's talking
there's
about.
There's a Hexic HD, basically.
Yeah. Console. Yeah.
So.
But yeah, they were talking about how many indie games they're going to be supporting and how they're all going to be some sort of remote / cross-play with Vita.
Vita, yeah. And then in that same token, they announced that all PS4 games will have
air quotes PS4 games.
Well, they said all, and they don't know if it was a flub. Was, you know.
Yeah.
So, the other couple big things that came out of there is they talked about, I don't know if this came out afterwards from news or they just didn't mention it, but they dropped Ustream and went to Twitch. So now, now both Xbox One and PS4 are on Twitch.
Sure.
So I can see that. I can see that because Ustream's kind of been one of, I don't know why, it's just getting less TV, less traction. I remember it being bigger.
Yeah.
They kind of stealthily announced a 12 gig Super Slim model.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said it's priced at $199.99.
It's at my store.
Oh, I imagine.
It looks...
It's a Super Slim.
For a 12 gig, I mean, I still think it's priced overpriced.
Really?
Yeah.
It's to compete with the 4 gig Xbox model.
Yeah, but for $50 more, you got a 250 with Uncharted.
That's true.
For $50 more, I'd rather go with a bigger hard drive in a game.
You gotta remember there's there's that budget-minded consumer.
I was thinking it was $149. That's what I was thinking.
They got that budget-minded consumer. Well, that's probably why they have it, is so that Black Friday they can put it on sale for $149.
Oh, that too. Yeah. So, yeah, I got a couple at my store already, and they've been picked up. The Vita, I can't hold it, like, out of stock already.
Because
even the Walking Dead special, that we just got those in today, sold out. Completely, yeah.
The 400 days?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Sold out completely.
Well, yeah, so the Vita, so going off what Alf says, the Vita had did also got a price drop to $199.99. Both models, right?
Mm-hmm.
So both models, 3G or Wi-Fi. So
pretty solid.
Good. Yeah, and I saw the retro game store that we go to, they reacted appropriately and dropped their prices. GameStop also dropped their prices. So Vitas are, I think, $179 used now, so...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, if you ever wanted a Vita.
Yeah, if you wanted a Vita, now's a good time to get in.
It's cheap. The two people that want
it. It's technically more powerful than the 3DS. More games than the 3DS. Well, not more.
More games. No.
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 Well, more games of it. Well, no, because the DS has a bigger library.
On the PSN, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's on the network,
thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking because you got those PS1.
I'll probably end up buying a Vita now. I
mean, yeah, the Vita.
For that price, yeah.
Yeah, I had a Vita for a short period of time. I loved it, but there was just nothing to play on it.
The thing I didn't like about the Vita when I was playing with it.
Now that it's so connected with PS4,
it makes sense.
Right, well, the thing I didn't like about the Vita when I was playing with it is that the way I hold my hands, I was always awkward on that touchscreen, that back touchscreen. Well, not touchscreen, that touchpad on the back.
Yeah, well, that's why you buy the triggers. You actually buy that trigger holder. It corrects that. I have the same problem as you. And as soon as I got the triggers, it works perfectly.
Do you have a Vito?
No. Demoing at the store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm, nice. All right. So, yeah. Sadly, you know, they also took the time to take a couple stabs at Microsoft saying, you know, while others have been changing their message, our message is consistent.
Yeah.
Gate power to the players or whatever the fuck they did.
That's GameStop. Talking.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not the marketing guy. Wink. So, all right. So, have we all decided? I think we've talked about this before, but did this sway anyone to get a PlayStation 4? Obviously, some sway there to get a Vita.
My issue is like kind of the same. R2 mentioned this. This might be in the Lost episode that he mentioned it, but like, I'm actually kind of offended at the way that Sony's been conducting themselves recently.
Okay.
Like, I don't like the fact that it's not, here's our product, this is what it is. You know what I mean? They're so, like, matter-of-factly about everything. And
And
it seems like this really backhanded, like, kind of like, fuck Microsoft, like, thing. I've never liked that. Like, I don't like the whole, like, war between Burger King and McDonald's, like, how they talk to, like, they say each other's names and shit in their commercials and their mudslinging and stuff. I don't like that shit.
Well, I really felt like, With Sony, they were so arrogant when the PS3 came out that they're like, oh, we can't lose. We're the number one console two generations in a row.
Yeah.
You know, we lead the pack. We set the standard. And it very much set the precedent for, you know, an underdog like Microsoft to come in and shake things up a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's this pent-up aggression from them.
They're really
stabbing at home right now. They're like saying, we're back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, totally. I guess because they're so unapologetic about it.
Oh, like, of course, yeah.
Like, hey, we fucked you guys up last time, but we're not doing it this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
It was basically comes off as, like, fuck those guys, we're better.
But then remember 2 years ago when there was that, like, projected exit strategy for how Sony was going to be like, maybe let's back off of video games for a while.
Yeah.
They announced that. Well, not announced, but they were rumored to get out of the gaming
market. Yeah, I mean, like, none of that was substantiated. Like, there was no real hard evidence, but there were... You know, murmurs here and there and some, you know, fucked up Twitter things and whatever. But yeah, there were accounts of people being like, wow, maybe Sony's going to not be a contender here. And,
right.
You know, like, I'm not trying to say, like, it's one of those things where, like, you see Mike Tyson talk shit about somebody and then just beat their ass. That's kind of how I see how PS4 and Microsoft is.
A lot of people, you know, you hear a lot of people just come off the cuff and not really think about what they're saying, but they're like, oh, if the PlayStation fails, it's going to kill Sony. Or if the Xbox fails, it's going to kill Microsoft. Like, not really. These companies...
They make TVs, bro.
Yeah, they make TVs. They make phones. They make...
Also, MP3 the PlayStation's players. Never going to do that in headphones. Japan.
Right.
Never.
A Japanese brand...
It's always going to be the top thing in Japan. Like,
and then Microsoft has plenty of software copyrights and
patents
and things like that. Unless you're buying an Apple computer, it comes with freaking Windows.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, like...
When have you gone into... now, granted, you can build your own PC and it won't come with Windows, but how many times have you gone into a store and said, oh, yeah, I don't want Windows on that.
I want Ubuntu.
Can you put Linux on that for me?
Yeah.
They're going to charge you the same amount as if it has Windows on it and then install it, and then charge you more to put Linux on it. Or some other operating system.
Sure.
Well, it didn't sway me at all. Maybe the Vita. Maybe now I want a Vita. But the PS4, since E3, I've been.
I might get a Vita because I can probably play my Persona 4 Golden over there. Yeah, maybe.
Well, I've been on the PlayStation 4 bandwagon as well since announcement. And that's pretty clear why I feel like RPGs are going to go.
Microsoft has done nothing.
Did we mention the big thing? Did we mention this?
No.
Hey, we'll save that for the last, like they did.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're kind of done. You can do it now.
Go ahead.
Go.
What?
Oh, I was saying that that I'm obviously going to go with the PS4 because I follow the RPGs and I feel like that's where they're going to be. Bandai Namco and Square Enix, they've always kind of favored.
For me personally, I've been following it. Like, I'm not entirely sure if I'm going to get, like, I'm probably not going to get one right out of the gate. I know technology is a lot better than it was back then, but like, you know, systems come out, they have bugs, they have problems, and there's always going to be like a holiday special or a bundle or something. And also, like, I'm not going to make a decision until I get hands on, because the biggest thing for me is, regardless of the system, is really just the controller.
Mm-hmm.
If I, you know, I'm diehard 360.
Right.
Like he said, that's my SNES. That's pretty much what it is. So, but if I pick up a Xbox One controller, I don't like it, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, if I pick up a PS4 controller and for some reason it feels like perfect, feels incredible, then yeah, I'm about that. It doesn't matter to me because 90% of what's on one system is on the other anyways.
I will say this is that as a person who tried to play PlayStation games, I constantly get that thing where my thumbs jam into each other trying to dual analog on there.
Yeah, they addressed that though.
Yeah, they said they gapped it out a little more. And the triggers, I was playing Call of Duty on.
You heard what old Gerstmann was talking about. He really liked the.
Well, I take everyone who's held both the controllers, but they said that everyone's saying that both of them are phenomenal, and
they both look like phenomenal controllers to me.
And I believe them, but I was playing Black Ops 2 on PlayStation 3 the other day.
Yeah, wasn't working out for you.
It wasn't working for me because the way it's mapped is it could have been the mapping or whatever, but it was still very. Very awkward. I was still thumb banging. I was still, you know, like
thumb banging.
Yeah, thumb banging.
Would you care to
thumb banging? You know, when your thumbs are banging into each other.
You guys are terrible.
Not that other thing.
Urban Dictionary states that differently.
I thought you were talking about the ball.
Look that up right now. No, that's six packing.
Wow.
You gotta look it up. Thumb banging. All right, cool. We'll do a little bit of filler. All right.
I look up.
Oh, okay. The perfect filler is, and also we have a tentative date.
Well, I don't think it's tentative.
Oh, is it it's a full blown?
It's confirmed.
Confirmed date. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
November 15th.
November 15th is when we're gonna have.
Remember the 15th of November.
What's happening on the 15th?
That says thumb fucking.
Thumb fucking my phone.
I guess it means
texting. I mean, I like the girl, but she's always thumb-fucking my phone.
Did you mean thumb-bending or thumb-burning?
Put a space between thumb and banging, you fucking savage. Type in Urban Dictionary. What are you doing?
I love the first one. Head-banging, thumb-sucking.
This is the podcast where we Google shit.
This is terrible.
I mean, All right, so the 15th of November, I think they said that... What, that's a Friday, I think?
Isn't that the same day Ghost drops?
No.
Okay.
Oh. I gave her a thumb bang in the backseat of the taxi.
Thumb bang.
It's Friday.
Wow.
Thrusting your thumb in and out of vagina as you would your penis.
So clearly I wasn't thumb banging.
The sentence they use it in is quite interesting. I gave her a thumb bang in the backseat of the taxi. Like, it's very proper for such a dirty,
almost
dirty
like
thing.
You should say it with a British accent.
I gave her a right thumb bang in the back of the taxi.
I gave her a thumb bang. Yeah, right, a thumb bang, right?
And I shat on a turtle.
I shat on a turtle.
Yeah, here, just let me fuck out my teeth real quick. I'll get that right. Accent going.
Okay, so any last words on the PlayStation 4 before we move on?
No.
Okay, great.
It looks like a giant eraser.
bring back Kevin Butler.
Bring back Kevin Butler. All right.
Did you ever
watch that commercial? The thing where he was like on a TV show, not as Kevin Butler, and he was like berating a woman or something, like a prostitute or something. Everyone got all upset. Like, this is Kevin Butler.
No,
man. I'll look it up later.
Okay. All right.
So the next not news news.
I smacked that shit. My fault.
The next not news news is, I guess it leaked out from Target. A
memo from Target. This is going to make all you buttholes so sad. You're going to be so sad over this.
There is a Zelda Wii U with a Wind Waker bundle in it and a Pokemon 3DS XL system bundle.
Zelda one pisses me off.
So two for the 3DS.
It's a system bundle. It's not like a special edition system that they're
doing.
It
is a special edition system.
The tablet itself.
Nice. So, are they doing one for each game?
So there's a red 3DS XL and a blue 3DS XL, and if you've looked at the X and Y legendaries,
they
one's red and one's blue. So okay. I don't remember which is which. And
yeah, red is
I don't have my
blue is X, red is Y.
I don't have my poster here.
Yentl?
It's like a giant pterodactyl.
I don't have my poster here to reference it, so.
Why'd you give us spirit fingers when you said that?
Spirit fingers.
I don't have my posters.
So, he was trying to thumb bang.
But I mean, the sad thing is, you know, if you were like Kyle and you were waiting on those Japanese exclusive badass ones, you know.
Not for me.
Yeah, well.
I don't get that golden black one that looks so sexy. All
right, so we did. Al showed me a picture of, I guess, what's going to be the Wii U gamepad. You want to talk about that, Al?
Yeah, I'm just pissed off I bought one already.
You know what I'm pissed off about is that all your content isn't transferable from Wii U to Wii U.
No, it's not.
So anything you bought on the Wii U you currently own, you're fucked with.
Whatever,
so,
Joey. Like, you'd even open that.
I probably wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
All that it is, it's fucking black Wii U. The tablet has, like, tribal art with a Triforce somewhere in there. I'm like, that warrants me to spend $350 just because of Zelda.
You boys are going to be mad because I'm going to get that.
You going to play it?
That's going to be my Wii U.
So we're going to unbox it.
Yeah,
like
that's gonna be my Wii U.
This is the new thing. We're gonna just start unboxing things. We're gonna go to Alf's job. We're gonna get things early, unbox it early for the video.
You're gonna have to use someone else's phone from now on.
We'll get a camera.
Oh, I'm sad again.
Oh, all
right.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
So, Alf, what about these new modes and stuff they added to Wind Waker?
There's a hero mode where basically now the enemies do double the damage and heart restoration. Like the actual find, let's say you smash the grass, smash a pot, you're not going to find hearts now anymore. It's
no organs from grass.
Yeah,
no.
The only restoration is done by potions, actually.
All right.
So it makes the game a little bit harder.
What about grandma's soup?
Sure.
That sounds like it'd be a thing. I'd imagine
you played Wind Waker, right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember, but.
Grandma's soup's pretty fucking serious.
I mean, I'm not going to say yes or no. All right. And then the pickle box.
It was awesome. It heals all your hearts plus your magic, plus you get two fucking servings of it in a bottle.
Oh, so it was like the blue potion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
And then the Picto box, you can upload snapshots to the Miiverse now.
Yay! Yeah, doesn't Link have some sort of facial expressions that you can control?
Yeah,
you can
make him happy, sad, or surprised.
We were playing on the Miiverse the other day. That was pretty sweet. We had a pretty good time with that.
Yeah, we were looking at like some of the top-rated art.
From Art Academy. That was pretty cool.
It was pretty good.
Talented
people out there.
Yeah, a lot of talent. Just throw it out there. So, all right. I guess we can glance over that.
It's like warm to the touch now. top of it.
Well, I guess we talk about the beer we're drinking. We're drinking Beck's because it's the cheapest German beer we could find.
Oh, it was because it was the artist edition and we wanted to see what dumb shit they were printing on the cover.
Yeah, well, we're drinking German beer this week because Gamescom's in Germany.
Yeah.
And also for those of you who don't know, I don't drink beer, and I'm trying really hard.
That's why we were laughing earlier, why Alf's going to be all butthurt after the episode's done, because we cut him off when he was talking, right?
Sorry. No. Wait, what?
Yeah
I remember I was laughing super hard.
Right up in that.
Sorry.
Mic.
I was laughing super hard because R2 was fucking trying to drink this beer. And
I'm not like, butthurt. Why was I butthurt?
Oh, because like as soon as you were like, I'm done.
Because they're just
like, well, that's it. I'm done.
Oh, okay. Oh,
no.
It was matter of factly, I'm done. I thought I was like, finish your story. And you were like, no.
Yeah, because they're like, don't sip and take a big gulp. And I did. And it was quite the experience.
This podcast brought to you by Bex. Get you drunk on, boy. I set it up. He slam dunked that.
Oh, God. the alley-oop.
Oh, the fly, too. So. All right. Next thing is...
Oh, it tastes like hot garbage.
Get your hot hair beer? Yeah, of course. Nice boy.
I mean, that's the fucked up thing is, like, they drink their beer over there at room temperature.
Warm, yeah. It's really weird. Like, if I ever have to chug a beer, I can chug a warm beer faster than I can a cold beer.
Oh, is it because you got sensitive teeth, though?
Yeah, it's not a lot of it. I don't know. You and I have never gone to Oktoberfest together. We need to go to Oktoberfest together.
All right, yeah.
You can just watch
like in Germany?
Yeah, we're going to go to Germany.
No. Shit, I mean, the time that we went to Germany. Fuck you, you don't know.
We're going to the pier. We're going to drink some beer. Oh, then we're going to dip up some steer. And then we're going to put it in fifth gear.
I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm just rhyming words with beer.
All right.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Don't fear. Check out my no fear shirt.
Just stop.
You're killing it.
All right. So the couple other things. Disney Infinity was and still is broken.
I like the bullet point with just Disney Infinity was / is broken.
So
and then the bullet points are literally just couldn't save on PS3. 3DS is garbage.
So. Basically, the PS3 version, I think you couldn't save on it until they patched it 2 days later. And then, basically, they didn't advertise the 3DS version at all. And some reviews are coming out. It's basically just glorified minigames.
Yeah.
That aren't very good. I know that there's other versions, like the Wii U version doesn't have co-op in the adventure mode. Or not the Wii U, the Wii version. And then the Wii U version doesn't have classic or pro controller support. So people kind of were like, sold one thing and then they got another.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know that Jeremy picked his copy up for the Wii U.
Oh, he's going to be so happy again! So
he was telling me that he was kind of frustrated with it because it wasn't what he thought it was. But
yeah.
He played a little bit of the toy box mode. It kind of got a little better for him, so... I don't know. I know I had some family members who were looking to pick it up. But they have kids, so...
No, yeah. Well, I mean, like, is it going to be one of those things where kids are going to give a shit about it?
Right, that's what I'm saying is, like, when I played Skylanders when it was being demoed, believe it or not, it was going around being demoed. I played it, and I was like, oh, this PvP mode is pretty fun. It'd be even more fun if I was a kid.
Yeah. Know?
And then I did the missions and the things like that, and I was like, okay, this is kind of fun. I could see where... As an adult, it's interesting, but as a kid, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, I get it. I don't know. I haven't done anything with Disney Infinity, and I don't think I'm going to, just because I don't want to fall down that hole again of spending all money. So, on just nonsense.
Yeah, it kind of killed my hype for it. I was really looking forward to it. Then the reviews started coming in.
Right.
But shame.
No. All right, so the last thing we have to talk about, as far as news is concerned, was... The Diablo 3 expansion, Reaper of Souls, they put out a cinematic trailer.
It should look good.
It looked alright, from what I could tell.
I mean, it's all pre-rendered though, right?
Right, so...
Pre-rendered look good.
Yeah, whatever. Those World of Warcraft cinematics look good, too.
So, yeah. You know, I don't think... Would an expansion be enough to bring you back to Diablo 3, Kyle?
I mean, I'm going to play the console version.
Okay. That's next month, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
So I mean, in that sense, I'm going to play it because I have a new medium to play it on.
Right.
And I think that what Diablo 3 is will work better as a console game, which is super insulting to Blizzard, but you know, whatever.
You know, to me, if you made it consoleized, it'd probably be a little more fun because I really am not big on the clicking.
Oh, believe me, like that's definitely the worst thing about that game too. If you're trying to play it next to your sleeping significant other, they mad.
I play it on another room, so I play the PC version. No complaints on my end, so...
You know, are you kidding me? The PC version is so broken.
I have, like, three of those that are unopened here in the house.
I love it. I have no complaints. Dude. Now, have I played it since...
Did you get to max level?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to max level as a barbarian, and basically couldn't find any two-handed weapons that had barbarian stats. Yeah, like, it would literally be like, well, I found this great two-handed axe, but...
Well, that's when they
it's
want
got the
to...
damage I'm looking for, but then it's got fucking intelligence on it because Blizzard shits on my soul.
Well, that's what they want you to go to the auction house and start dumping money in there. That's what they wanted to do.
Oh,
boy, you doing?
I was trying to grab.
That's like super shitty, though.
Yeah, no, I get you. I stopped playing, and that for that very reason.
I got one.
This will get me back on. This will get me back on, though.
You think so?
I'll dust it off my hard drive.
I'm looking for this. Show it here.
Just toss it. Hit the mic with it if you could.
I thought I was going to have another experience in my life that I've not had before. Yeah, I was kind of digging around in R2.
That's a thumb bang.
That's official thumb bang right there.
All right. So, I an expansion wouldn't bring me to install my PC version. How about that?
Yeah,
I don't think an expansion would bring R2 to put his phone down.
I don't want to. Someone just straight up texted him some Google map so he could go, like, presumably have some anonymous sex with her.
No. He's over there. Dude, for one thing.
Oh, that's fine. That dude's we don't name judge. Is
Rachel. Right on, man. 2013. Right on.
I was supposed to give him a ride home, and I told him I was going to be late, and he's just like, where are you? I was like, shut up. I'm doing a podcast. Go away.
Someone running late.
He's like, here's the Google map so you can come pick me up. I'm like, cool, go away.
You should have sent him back, and here's a bus map so you can get on the fucking bus. Here's the bus route. Try not to wait too late.
Or just like the phone number to a taxi service.
Here's the gas station where you could be waiting to fill my tank.
Here's the rape hotline in case that happens on the way home when you're walking.
That's his Kyle's phone number.
So
I am not the rape hotline at all. Well, unless it's like somebody calls me and is like, should I rape this girl? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Probably. Don't ask me who you should rape.
That's probably a terrible idea.
Yeah, don't ask me who to rape. I can't. That's not right.
Damn it.
Fucking this up this time, man.
I seriously just set the computer down and I didn't know I was going to hit the mic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, sorry, buddy, for the fucking amateur hour tonight.
It's hot in here.
It's hot in here. A little too much to drink, maybe.
Yeah, probably not that.
Yeah, probably not that. We're only... whatever.
We're just big, clumsy men.
Yeah.
It is hot as crap in here, though. We got to find a way to get some AC up. These fucking mics are too good, dog.
I know, right? It just picks up the AC just like right off the fucking roof. Maybe we'll just do it outside. Oh, the crickets.
Crickets.
Well, yeah, what you should do is... okay, so you just get like an astronaut helmet. And you just like stick the mic up through the bottom of it, so like
just buy an astronaut.
You know what's funny is I was watching it. I couldn't sleep, and so an episode of Tim and Eric came on, and they had the stupid microphone necklaces where the microphone it's a necklace you put on and it has a stand for the microphone, so it just literally puts the microphone like right.
Oh, like your face. Like John Popper's fucking like harmonica thing.
Yeah, like that. So I was gonna get one of those for Alf because he's notorious for being away.
And then
from
we the can mic. We can hook that pop filter up to like his nose or something. Just.
It's going to be a walking contraption.
Hook it to the top of the headphone so that way he's got the thing.
Yeah, it comes down.
So, all right. So, Boozy, you excited to go to Texas? It's the last episode.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that thing you were, like, saving?
Yeah.
Well,
I found this out. Actually, it was on IGN, and, like, I kid you not, like, I screamed like a little girl when I saw this because it made me so excited. But if you listen to last week's podcast, you remember the jokes we made about
podcasts.
we made a bunch of jokes about like Cold Stone, Steve Austin.
Yeah. I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, like Cold Stone and stuff. And like, we were just joking about all this other stuff, and it was great. And you know, we made one. I think there was one point where it said like, "Oh, dude, Stone Cold like had a podcast. I totally listened to it." Well, Stone Cold does have his own podcast, and it's called the Steve Austin Show. And there's like 40 episodes.
So he beat us to the punch.
Holy shit. And like, I know it's crazy, and I was reading about it.
Did you listen to any of his podcasts?
No. I'm gonna listen to him all the way to Texas.
Nice.
And
right?
I was reading about. He was in an interview and he was talking about doing his podcast thing, and he was just like, so the guy's like, well, what do you podcast about? You know, obviously wrestling. He's like, yeah, wrestling, but you know, sometimes like I just like to give advice and you know, just talk about life. I'm just like, what advice could you possibly give? It's like the best way to beat your wife.
Use them oranges so it don't leave no bruises.
How to demoralize Nelly in The Longest Yard.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. If also,
oddly enough, never seen that version.
It's bad.
You could skip it.
Oh, it's also, bad. One of the if you're a Stone Cold fan as much as I am, one of the best things you can do is in your spare time is watch any movie that has Stone Cold in it. It's great. And the one I was thinking of specifically is it's on Netflix. It might still be the conflict or whatever. He did a movie with Steven Seagal.
Oh.
Him and Steven Seagal did it. Was like Maximum something like is like they're like play these two guys like at this prison and it goes crazy.
Maximum Steve.
It is seriously
Maximum like, son
like
of
for,
bitch.
Like
Maximum
for some son bitch. Like I don't know what it is. Like Stone Cold plays himself, and I don't know. Obviously, pretty much he just plays himself. And
that sounds like
Seagal,
a stretch.
Like Steven Seagal has this like weird accent. It's like almost like ghetto the whole time. Like, it's ridiculous, but it's seriously one of the best films. If you're a Steve Austin fan, like you know, film fan.
No,
like
you know what film R2 likes that has a wrestler in it?
Not totally right.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, Santa Slay?
Santa Slay.
Oh!
That movie's so good.
That movie's awesome.
Yes, thank you. That movie is awesome. I own a copy of that on DVD. It is fantastic.
That movie is awesome.
And for those of you who don't know,
I watched a lot of it, actually.
So why would you own that on anything else?
It was weird. Like, it came into the store that we were hanging out at, and, like, Boozy was just like, I must have this.
I bought it as soon as it came
out. Just the opening scene alone where he kills Chris Kattan and Fran Drescher. Yeah. He goes, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Is it both?
It's
really them.
Yeah, and it's Bill Goldberg who plays Bill Santa. Goldberg. And apparently it's some crazy thing where Santa was actually some guy who just went around killing people. And he's just back to finish the job, I guess. And he just there's this like great part of the movie. He totally like spears this guy, and he's just like, yeah.
Does he spear him to death?
No, yeah, he does. The dude dies. Well, I don't know if he dies, but it's like in this like deli, and the dude is behind the counter, and he like dives through the glass in the counter, and just like totally spears this guy. Just like, ooh.
And he has reindeer, but they're like steroided out reindeer.
And they've it's
it drives a Buick off the road.
See, you could have said Super Mario Bros. Super Show.
Yeah. Oh, you know, hey, speaking about movies, you know what airs? You know what's airing out tomorrow? You know what's coming out tomorrow?
Yeah, might it be?
Well, I'm not tomorrow because
it possibly be
Saturday. Oh, I'm sorry, tonight, later on, you know?
Yeah, what is it? Super Matinee 8 to 9 or whatever.
Oh, Joey knows what it's about.
What is it?
Yeah. Got that Ghost Shark.
Ghost Shark!
Oh!
You got a doubleheader. You got Sharknado, then Ghost Shark.
The fact that that's coming out that quickly, believe me, they are putting nothing in the production value. They have already have the shark, and they just turn the transparency in Photoshop down to like 5%.
It's probably not even that good.
I'm gonna make Joy watch it.
They made like a paper mache one.
Oh Jesus!
I saw this movie on Sci-Fi the other day. It was Dragon Wasps.
Oh man!
Yeah, it's as bad as it sounds.
I don't know.
If you could see Adam Baldwin's harpies on Sci-Fi, that movie's
awesome. Is that the Asylum films. I can watch those because they're terrible enough that they come around to be funny and stuff.
I think the closest stuff to that I really dig is the. That weird like B movie Bruce Campbell stuff like
the Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep, Man
with Screaming Brain, My Name is Bruce. Yeah. That kind of stuff. I can kind of get behind.
Some of it I can.
Yeah.
Some of it I can't.
Got the samurai ghost that's got an aversion to bean curd.
Alright. That sounds alright.
Just saying. That's how they beat it, Scooby Doo style. They were like fucking jinkies at It doesn't like bean curd.
All right. Any plans, Boozy? Anything you want to talk about before we start closing this bitch out?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, one of the things that I get from people who are just like, oh, so you're going to Texas? Cool. They're just like, you got a job lined up? It's like, no.
Nice.
Like, you got somewhere to live? No. Like, it's a pretty shallow plan at this point. I'm going in, like, 5 days. So...
See you in 2 weeks.
I should probably get on that.
There's always a fold-out couch here if you need
it. Yeah, no. I'm just kidding.
I'm hoping that, we don't get, like, that text message from you that's like, can you, like, Western Union me? So I can come home.
Can you guys send me a care package?
The answer's no. No. We'll send you some gummy worms, maybe.
It's some magic.
Oh, cards. Speaking of gummy worms and like that kind of consistency.
Oh Lord.
And in R2's car.
Van, sorry.
You know those things that are in front of your keyboard that you're supposed to rest your wrists on?
The gel.
R2 has one of those.
Why?
And it's super, super dildo.
It's like
in the Florida heat, that thing is probably turned like into like
gross. Yeah, it's sticky.
It's like a foot long, and it's like purple, so it even looks like a dildo.
Like as we were driving home, we're just like flopping at it,
like out of the window, like
just hey you, flop. Just
yeah, that's why nobody wants to ride with me.
I thought it was fun.
You sure that van can make it?
Oh yeah, no.
I rode with him to Tampa, and
it's only got like 83,000 miles on it.
Oh okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have it tuned up before I go. But another thing I need to do is I need to renew my license before I go because I keep forgetting to do that.
Yeah, you should probably do that.
Yeah, that's important. Aside from plans, like the only plan that I know is like I'm going to play music and like whether this new group that asked me to come play is gonna work out or not. The scene in Dallas is just so much better than it is anywhere here in Florida. And being someone who, I've been playing around and playing like nonstop, pretty much for about the past like 3 or 4 years.
And, you know, regardless of, like, how much time and effort I put into it, it just, like, really, like, it's really hard for, you know, things in Florida to really take off. Because, right. like, there are a few bands. Like, there's, you know, like, you got Less Tom Than Petty. Jake, Hot Water Music.
Tom Petty.
Specifically from Gainesville. I mean, from down south, if you're into the hardcore scene. Yeah, Against Me, you know, as well. Like, yeah, Against Me, like, Under Oath. You know, there's good Florida bands.
Isn't Shinedown from... They suck, but, something. I mean, they're famous.
Limp Bizkit. I don't know. Yeah. Say it Limp Bizkit. Yeah.
Limp Bizkit, really?
Yeah, Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
No shit.
Yeah, like in one of the on the $2 Bill Y'all CD, one of the songs opens up with he's like, "Take him to the Matthews Bridge," and then just like comes in. It's pretty cool.
But, remember the song "All in the Family"? Korn's. Shit, what was the name of that stupid album? Not Freak on a Leash.
Follow the Leader. Yeah.
Well, he does the duet with. Says, "So you think you're hot shit from Jacksonville? Some, eat my ass."
What? Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. Yeah.
Look, it's been since when did that album come out? Like 95. It's been since 97.
When was the last time you went to Earth Day Birthday, Joe?
And for those of you on the internet, Earth Day Birthday is a very central Florida concert series that takes place on Earth Day.
Fucking sucks. Dude, Earth Day's the worst.
It's just hot. Just fucking porta potties. You're like shit.
Yeah, dude, you're just like, it's so hot out here. And literally, yeah, it just smells like hot, fucking fresh dookie everywhere. And you're like, I'm going to try to dull
my
senses.
Someone's got the worst smelling weed ever. And then
I'm going to go dull my senses. So you go to like the bar tent and you're like, "Hey, let me get a Jack and Coke." And they're like, "That's $14.50. And you're like, "I fucking hate you." Like,
yeah, every concert you go to, there's always someone who has, like, not, like, good weed, but, like, the smelliest weed.
Just, like, yeah, it's really acrid.
You're like, "Oh, where did you buy your weed? Did you just find it on the way here?"
Oh, no, man, we snatched it up my butt and I had to pull it out so it's got, like, some of my dank on it.
But I didn't use a bag.
Got some extra nuggets on it.
These are some fat nuggets, dog. You should smoke this.
Good thing we put that explicit warning on this one. All right. Alf, anything? Anything before we close this out?
I hate Jared.
No, that's okay.
Who's Jared?
Exactly. I don't know who that is.
All right. Well, Boozy, we do appreciate you being here on the show with us. And, you know.
Yeah. No, aside from the show.
Anytime you're in town, you're more than welcome. We're recording. You're more than welcome to come in and throw down.
And, like, you know, aside from the podcast, like, I've known Kyle for quite some time.
You can send us some hot tracks and we'll close out with it, of course.
For sure, dude. Like,
I'm going to take a picture of his butt and use it as the...
No, nobody
wants to see that. Fuck. Like...
You know how much hair you have to comb through?
Man, come on, man. No, but for real, like, you guys in this room are definitely, like, some of the only people around here that, like, actually, like, want to, like, hang out with me and, you know, like, be, you know, friends. You know, I've known you guys for, like, a while, so it's, you know, I appreciate, you know, letting me get in on this. Especially with the podcast, considering, like, I know, like, nowhere close to as much as you guys do about all this stuff, but just kind of, offer my 2 cents.
Dude, you were killing it the last episode of the Call of Duty stuff, man.
That's what I'm saying, like, we need somebody for the current gen as well.
We do.
Plus, like, let's be honest, there are way more people nowadays who are, like, more interested in the upcoming blockbusters than... the games that were coming out in 1995.
That's true. Exactly. That's true.
Like, you're the more relevant podcast in this scenario.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, but sadly, that makes us more relevant because we talk about something that no one else is talking about. But
Yeah. No, we get to be those podcast hipsters.
So.
No, really, thanks for thanks for the good times, guys. All right. I appreciate it. I'll be back.
Yeah, we'll have you back on whenever you're back in town, man. Maybe we'll fuck around and get you up on some
Let's Plays by the time you get done. We'll have that
going. You guys some drone videos. You guys can link it and just be like, "Hey, look at how good R2 isn't."
we'll link off to your page.
Yeah.
I meant like, we'll fucking get him up on Skype, maybe.
That's one of the reasons I was trying to do the soundboard thing, to figure that out. But
yeah, you know, even if it's just like, "Hey, guys, we're having the R2 minute right now. We're going to call R2 and talk to him for 10 minutes.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Tell me what.
When people rip off Family Guy.
Shit. That's all I do.
Now we're going to get sued.
If he sued somebody for reusing material.
Clearly.
Is it cool? Is it
Plagiarismo
fun?
De plagiarismo? that's a Simpsons joke.
That's a Simpsons joke, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, the amount of shit on our homepage that we get sued for.
Homer looks up plagiarism in the dictionary, and there's a picture of Peter Griffin, and it says plagiarismo. And he flips over to Stan from American Dad, and it says plagiarismo, de plagiarismo.
I feel like the only thing we should be worried about is like Stone Cold hearing our podcast. And then he'll hear about it and then find out I moved to Texas and he's going to come find me.
I know there's some video interviews of him, and I wanted to watch some of those just to see what he looked like. Like now.
Now?
Down the road.
Like he's got like the horseshoe Patrick Stewart hair and like...
No. He's still bald, probably.
Yeah, no, he's still like
Patrick
Stewart's
still bald.
He probably looks exactly the same. If he's still like doing these crappy films, like he's still probably just jacked to the hill.
Well, I never really thought he was that.
He's
muscly though.
I saw Nick Foley on the videos too. He looked the same.
Yeah, I love that guy. Fuck you! Don't tell me who to like, Joey.
Do what I say.
No. You need to get on that game. Boy.
All right. So with the episode winding to an end, I will say that for you to like us on Facebook, share out our content with your friends. We are on iTunes now.
iTunes.
Woo, yay. We finally got that approval email. Whatever.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter. We can be emailed at podcast@goldensaucer.net.
/ all of our names.
And then all of our names at goldensaucer.net, except for our two.
Don't actually type all of our names.
Kyle, Joey, Alf. Or is it Joe? Joe. It's Joe. Yeah, it's Joe. If you say it to Joey.
Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
Joe.
There you go.
All right. I was lost.
You know who I am.
I will say, you know, please guys, if you like what you're hearing, please share out our content on everything you can and tell your friends, you know,
whore us to fuck out.
Yes, please. We're gonna be trying to put as much content as we can up, and we really appreciate it. So we'll see you guys later.
Later, boy.
Goodbye.